Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wow, he's right. 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Thursday, April the 7th. Spring is busting out all over, and so are other things that are unmentionable. The positive thought for today is, do not, ladies, try to figure out what other people want to hear from you, which is one of the biggest problems talk radio has, in my estimation, these days. But figure out what you have to say about things that are going on in the world around you, here and there, up and down. The ladies of the day today, Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan are here. Jay still is absent because of her sick son. Send her good thoughts, good wishes. Meanwhile, the United States of America has hit the Ruskies. Instead of the old movie, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. I'd like to have a movie, the Americans are coming, the Americans are coming. Sanctions on top of sanctions after the killings. G7 allies also in on this move, banning investment in Russia. So who in their right mind would be investing in Russia at the moment anyway? I guess that would be my question, just as a rhetorical sort of question. The banks out of business, basically. Putin daughters. How many? He's got how many daughters with how many different women?
Well, he's never acknowledged any of them, but but the people who have been, you know, tracking him forever, he has two daughters with his ex-wife, and he has a mistress who was a Russian gymnast who's living somewhere. Jen, you probably know where, right? They tracked her somewhere. She's in the Swiss Alps or something, and
she's younger.
I think she might have been married.
I don't know.
He never married them. Yeah, he was married to the first woman, and I think that's the oldest daughter. She lives in Moscow, and I think she's a professor or something, maybe an attorney or something like that. And then the mistress, he has two younger daughters with. That's what it is. But he has not acknowledged any of them as his own children for safety reasons, of course.
Lovely, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now they've sanctioned his daughters. Remember we did the tech story the other day about, like, the Russian version of Grubhub, how it got hacked, and they found Putin's daughter having food delivery to her $2 million apartment in Moscow. That's the oldest daughter with the ex-wife.
You know what? I'm surprised that they don't live in New York. So many of the families live in New York. So that'd be another.
They go to Miami in the winter, and Miami's loaded with them. And then they own a lot of
California too, Jen, right?
I don't know. In L.A., exactly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Russian oligarch types, they own a lot of real estate in New York City. And so, and a lot of buildings, including, you know, the Kushner 666 building, they could not get any funding. And they tried, and there were no banks that would fund it because the buildings were upside down and mortgages and disrepair. And so a lot of Russian and Chinese banks have a lot of debt on real estate in New York City, which is something that's going to have to be reckoned with at some point.
Well, so do we just take those, anything that's Russian, anything that's financed by an American bank, anything that's in America that's Russian, just take it away? Why wouldn't we be doing that?
They are doing that.
I think that should probably be it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Take it away.
The trickier part is for Wall Street stuff, it's not illegal. Well, I think there was an executive order, actually, that now makes it illegal to have any investment in any type of Russian company in your portfolio. But a lot of universities are dumping Russia stuff out of their portfolios voluntarily. Yeah. A lot of companies, a lot of CEOs who have 401ks where those are managed plans. And a lot of the companies are now saying, you know what, we're going through everyone's 401k. We're wiping out everything that's Russia, tied to Russia. So it's... there's no way that, and these new sanctions, they said, are going to put them back in like back in the dark ages, basically. They're going to have to buy all right. kinds of counterfeit things. Yeah, I mean, this is really going to affect the Russian people. It's going to make the rest of the world more, even more hated to, you know, in their eyes. But I mean, this is pretty
crippling.
Hopefully
it'll work, because it seems that, you know, all the sanctions before that we thought would work, they worked for a minute, and then there were an effort to prop them back up again. And so China gets involved, India, yeah. Iran, they all get involved, and they start propping up Russia's economy.
Each other. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope I'm only slightly optimistic that these things will actually work. I don't think, I mean, everybody that you've heard in the last couple of weeks of the Biden administration says that it's not going to deter Vladimir Putin. So, okay, we're going to cripple Russia, but is it going to make them actually get out of Ukraine and stop murdering and raping people? That would be...
Right. That's the end goal, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they say this is going to knock them... Russia's the 11th largest economy, and this is going to knock them out of the top 20. Which, doesn't that mean that they're not in the G20 then anymore? Isn't that like the whole point of the G20?
I think that they, I don't know if that'll knock them out or not. I know that there's,
that's what they're projecting. Hopefully it'll be
true. I know that there's going to be a vote today to try to get them off the Human Rights Council at the United Nations, which is ridiculous.
You wonder why.
They sit there.
Yeah,
exactly. But unfortunately, they have a lot of friends in the United Nations who will see if they come. Of course. We talked yesterday about China and Russia holding so many seats that Russia has permanent membership on the committee. There's no way that you're going to get them out of the United Nations, which seems ridiculous. They have permanent membership. Can you get them off the Human Rights Council? You would think. I mean, the one good thing about having a vote today at the UN is you're going to see which countries are going to stand with Ukraine and which countries are going to stand with Russia. And everybody will be on the record when they cast their vote.
Well, then what we ought
to
be doing...
I bet China abstains. I bet China doesn't vote.
In that case, there should be sanctions against those countries, too.
Well, and that's what I was saying yesterday, is
the
messaging campaign. I think we have to go after everybody who's propping up Russia, because that, it seems that the sanctions are fine for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden they find ways around them. They find new income. Germany's still buying oil and gasoline from them. So it's like at some point you have to start going after
the
countries that are working with them.
Shame on them for doing that. The coal.
I agree. And they were more, I mean... Look, I know, you know, it's a mixed bag about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump said to Germany directly, on the record, in front of everybody, stop buying your gasoline from Russia. This is not a good idea. You should not be relying on them. He went after NATO for not being tougher on Russia. And so it's not like this was a surprise. And it's not like for a year they haven't seen troops getting ready to go into Ukraine. So it's not like they weren't warned that something bad was going to happen. There should have been... The pressure on somebody like Germany needs to be immense, because they have a history that should show that they shouldn't be supporting a government that's creating a genocide right now in that country.
So in league with that, the IEA, which is the International Energy Agency, is going to release more oil that will help out those countries that are not going to be buying oil from the Russians anymore. One wonders, you know, it sounds like a lot, but is it really? 60 million barrels of oil. We go through here in America well over a million barrels of oil a day, so that would be 2 months. How much time is that? That's mostly for the Europeans. That's for their benefit as much as anything else.
Yeah, that's to get them to, Jen was saying, to get away from Russian
push them
oil.
Away. Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, as far as the economy and what's happening, the implications and the repercussions of what's going on, Janet Yellen, who is now the Secretary of the Treasury, she used to be the Director of the Fed, has warned in a couple of different speeches the last couple of days of, quote, enormous economic repercussions because of what's going on, the Russian aggression, the lack of business in Eastern Europe, what it's going to do, what we're going to have to do to prop them up, much as anything else. Lots of vulnerabilities, and as usual, everybody's looking to us. And does that mean if everybody's looking to us and we decide we're going to help, we're going to borrow money from the Chinese to help? This is such a rotten curve. There's a rotten, everything is rotten. You remember the old rotten, something's rotten in Denmark? This is rotten. And around we go, and everything, all roads lead to China. And what's that going to do for us? It makes us vulnerable, as we've seen, and makes them more powerful, which is no good for anybody other than them. And you wonder even down the road if it's good for them, good for the country, for the general population there as well. So it's very frustrating to see this stuff. And then people hear all this. We've been talking for, 10 minutes, 11 minutes about this. And at the end of the day, other than bringing people up to date, are we having an impact? Is the average American and his or her thinking about this having an impact? It would seem the answer is no, because most people in the country want firmer, stronger, and more aggressive action against the Russians, and we keep kind of pussyfooting around like we were in.
But Americans may say that, but then as soon as you say, "Do you want American troops over there?" Oh no, nobody wants that either. So. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking.
Do we
happening.
Need to have troops over there?
Should, no.
Or is there?
There's so many ways
troops?
To do it without
so
putting
other
troops over there.
Do. I mean, shut them down to hack like they did. You were talking about this in the tech report the other day as well. Hack them. They hack us, so let's us go hack them.
Well, I'm sure on a lot of hack levels em. That we've got some white hat hackers out there. No. Yeah.
The white hat hackers.
Those are the good guys.
I understand. Very nice, Victoria. Victoria Keelan.
Coined the phrase, but that's what they're called.
Jennifer Horn, I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with a big deal from Calitrin. Those of you who have chosen to use Calitrin to keep your weight off after successfully losing a lot of weight, or maybe you're still on that on the trail. You wanted to lose 25 pounds and you're at 15. Okay, that's cool. And then the secret to you feeling good about yourself and being successful is that you can keep the weight off the all-natural way with Calitrin. And right now, because for the rest of this month, they're celebrating 25 years of producing a product that's helped millions of people. And 25 years, if they've been around that long, there are a lot of companies that get started not only in this field, but any field. They get going and 2 or 3 years later they don't make it because the product doesn't work. In this case, gotta work, otherwise they wouldn't be in business for 25 years. So right now, when you go to toploss.com to order the products, you get $25 off a 90-day supply. Woo-hoo! And with the DJV code, say it again, Doug, the DJV code, you get free shipping. So all those are many, there are tons of reasons. This is a great product. It is a great product. So go to toploss.com, order your Calitrin, get the $25 discount, and watch yourself, protect yourself for the future by keeping that weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get through podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Trending time. Social media, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter all come into play here. Jay reviews your comments and thoughts and where the trending numbers are for stories like one involving the annual Forbes billionaires list. What entertainers are on that? You'll find out after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, let's do the ka-ching routine, ladies, with the members of this sort of elite club. There are 2,487 billionaires in the world, and they include some American entertainers, for example. That's your
Oh, okay. I thought you were continuing to tell us the story.
No,
I was waiting for a ta-da.
It's
an example. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Okay. So the story that's trending right now is that Rihanna has made the billionaires list for the first time. And Jay-Z and Kanye West have been on that list already, so they're back as the sort of music contingent. But Rihanna has, we were talking off the air, I mean, Rihanna has steadily built her various brands. It started with Fenty Beauty, her cosmetics line, which is an award-winning line that generated more than $550 million in revenue in 2020 alone. It also made her the first person from Barbados to ever make the Forbes list. Barbados has a lot of Rihanna pride. Kanye, of course, and Jay-Z are both ranked higher than Rihanna, but she is on the list for the first time. Jay-Z, of course, is back there. He's worth $1.3 billion, down $6 million from last year, so Jay-Z must have had a rough year. And Kanye's worth $2 billion after claiming he was completely bankrupt just a few years ago, so everyone kind of wonders how that happened. But anyway, so congratulations to Rihanna. So we like to see, and her lingerie line is also has really stepped up. She had an entire fashion show that aired live on Amazon Prime last year, so she's definitely getting more and more in the mainstream.
All right, speaking of Kanye, he is canceled from Coachella, so who's the replacement?
Kanye walked away from $6 million apparently $8 million. Yeah, he left that on
He's
the table.
He's got to work on himself. That's how you know you've really made it, when you can walk away from a $6 million contract. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So Coachella has now officially, so they've now named The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia as the performers taking over Kanye's spot. Right.
Swedish House Mafia, well-known group, of course. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In preparation for the launch of its all-new 2023 bZ4X battery electric SUV later this year, Toyota North America announced it will work with ChargePoint Inc. to offer customers home EV charging. For home charging, bZ4X customers will have the option of purchasing a ChargePoint HomeFlex, a Level 2 charger, from participating Toyota dealerships or directly from ChargePoint online. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30%, 20%, and 15% offer on April 16th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bipartisan group of senators will introduce a new bill today that will prevent the Biden administration from removing Title 42 without a detailed plan in place to stop the expected surge of migrants at the border. President Biden plans to end Title 42 by May 23rd. The D.C. Public Health Lab has confirmed a fox that bit a congressman and at least 8 other people near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was rabid. Congressman Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, tells NBC News about his encounter.
I was walking to the Hill about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over by the Senate Russell building and felt something like lunge at the back of my leg. Thought it was going to be a small dog or something. Kind of jumped And then it's like, that's not a dog, that's a fox.
The fox was euthanized. Today is National Beer Day, but it is also National Alcohol Screening Day. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As the White House refuses to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch on Fox News this morning, says politics at the administration level is why a special counsel has not been appointed.
It's a massive corruption scandal that one hasn't been appointed. One should have been appointed, in my view, during the Trump administration. And certainly the Justice Department under President Biden has a irredeemable conflict of interest that the regulations require be dealt with through a special counsel. That's why special counsel was, supposedly that's why a special counsel was appointed to target Trump, and there was really nothing to really require one because there was no serious evidence Trump had done anything wrong. In this case, the president's son, everyone acknowledges, is under criminal investigation, and as you've been reporting and the evidence shows, Joe Biden is up to his neck in this issue. In the least, he's a witness. Arguably, he should be a target. Either way, a special counsel is required. And the fact that one hasn't been appointed ought to be concerning to any American who wants the law fairly administered by the Justice Department with respect to the Biden family scandal.
Scientists have discovered a brand new type of cell inside the human lungs. The newfound cells play a vital role in keeping the respiratory system functioning properly and could even inspire new treatments to reverse the effects of smoking-related diseases. The study was done by the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boop, boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-boop. It's 34 after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Realize we're already at Thursday, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is out today taking care of young Mac. So here we are forging ahead into the day, which happens to be a birthday for Hillary Huber, which is a wonderful name, one of our listeners. Hello, Hillary. Happy birthday to you. I must share with you, ladies and gentlemen, the impact of the conversation going on when we're not on the air. And because of that, I took the rare step of actually going to a website to see about Carrie Underwood's legs. Okay. Apparently, she has fabulous legs. I'm not that familiar with Carrie Underwood, but I kind of do like legs. So I went to see what all of
did you see her legs from this year's Grammy?
Don't we all like legs? Like, I'm pretty grateful that mine are still attached.
Yeah,
so
mine either.
Right.
This is, well, the exercises
that I came to from Glamour Magazine, where her squat routine, let's see, what else is she doing here? Lunging.
Anyway, the way that this came up, because yeah. people are probably confused why Doug is perving out over Carrie Underwood's legs and workout.
Perving out? It was
okay.
Perving.
Curious. It said during this year's Grammys, which was, what, last Sunday? Was it? Yeah, I don't even remember.
Right.
When Carrie Underwood was performing, she's kind of like famous for showing off her legs, which I think she has fabulous legs. This year, though, I noticed, I texted a picture of my screen, sent it to the gang here, and I said, is she, like, juicing? Because her legs look like a bodybuilder's legs. Every single muscle was very cut and defined. So I don't know. I mean, I know she has a line of workout wear, but it was a little more, like, yoga-y. This seems like she is, like, bodybuilding now.
All right. She has long legs, looks like. All right, we don't want to get too involved in that, but I just thought it was... kind of is interesting. Something else to perhaps enjoy as we go back to the reality of these guys who were arrested yesterday who had enough fentanyl to kill almost 5 million people. Where was this in California, Jennifer?
Do you know it only takes a grain of rice to a grain of rice size of fentanyl to kill you? I mean, that's why it's so dangerous. And it's, you know, it's... only the it was in Orange County, by the way, to answer your question. Mm-hmm. But this is the problem more and more, that it's coming across the border. It happens where you know it's made in China. They bring it into Mexico. They walk right in, bring it into the country. There were all kinds of there was another drug ring I heard yesterday where they were sending fentanyl and meth and all these other things from Los Angeles into Philadelphia. And they broke that one up, but just, I think it was either yesterday or the day before. So there's a lot where it comes into a border state and then it moves out across the country. And it's not just the fentanyl that people are finding, because there are a lot of opioid addicts. In fact, I would think people who are actually buying fentanyl are probably safer than those who are not, who might go to fentanyl because it's cheaper. I mean, the progression is usually if you get addicted to opioids, you can no longer get them. You move on to heroin, you move on to fentanyl just because you need more and more. It's awful, but the people who are out buying marijuana or cocaine or other drugs that have fentanyl laced into them to fill them in, basically, because it's cheap, those are the ones who are overdosing because they don't realize they're getting it.
Yep.
And it's happening a lot.
They're not
out
buying fentanyl.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's happening a lot to kids, and that's not an excuse for people who are buying drugs illegally, but it's like if you think you're buying cocaine and you don't know that there's fentanyl in it, it's a big problem. And you've got parents who wake up and go try to find their kids, and their kids are dead in bed with foam coming out of their mouth because they've overdosed.
And the thing that's really, and you know, we talk, Doug and I, you know, we talk a lot about, like, marijuana legalization, and this to me is I don't understand what the boobs in every state that doesn't want to talk about legalizing marijuana, kids are going to get weed. And these kids, unfortunately, are dying because they think they're smoking just a regular joint that they've bought from a dealer, and it's laced with fentanyl, and they die. So I don't understand why we would not want to regulate and legalize marijuana in every state. And make sure that what kids are going to buy, because kids are still going to buy it, that it's safe and it's not laced with fentanyl. I mean, this is
like... It just has to be done the right way, because just a warning tale from California is that we have legalized marijuana in our state, but unfortunately the way that they've done it and they've rolled it out is so bad, and it was already so accepted before it was legalized that everybody has already still got a dealer, or they grow it themselves, or they buy it from someone else. And the legal weed business in California is failing. Nobody's going to dispensaries. It's not
black market stuff.
So then you've got the same problem. So it's not just a fix of legalizing marijuana in the state. You've got to be able to do it the right way. And I don't...
Well, New Jersey's
Colorado
on the cusp
finally got it
of
right.
Opening. Yeah, Colorado's got
California,
it right.
California, not
New Jersey
right.
has... New Jersey's literally... We're 2 weeks away from having it legalized in... I mean, it's legal now, but having the supply be in dispensaries. And they've modeled a lot of how they've set it up in terms of, like, crime and punishment. If you are, you know, under 21, you can't buy it. And so they've modeled a lot of that after Colorado. It'll be interesting to see how it rolls out. It seems like it's a pretty smooth process in Massachusetts.
Having been to the dispensary
up there.
It's cumbersome, but it's working at least to make Massachusetts a
factor. It's pretty smooth. And delivery, and
yeah,
right? You've
right.
got delivery
yep.
going, and yep. yeah, there's a lot yep. there. So.
Yeah.
All right, 40 minutes after the hour. Let's see. The best thing about today is that you may see a home run or two or three or four because it's the first day of the baseball season. A week or two late because of the strike, but let's all celebrate. I'm ready. I wish we could find a little excerpt from Abbott and Costello. This is people who have been listening to me for decades know that one of the things I always did on the first day was to dust off Who's On First with Abbott and Costello. And there's also a couple of really old songs. Who wants to sing with me?
Oh boy.
Take me out to the ball. New version of that, Phil, right? Isn't there a new version
yes, there
of
is.
Take me out? Yes, he said, thankfully. Okay, then why don't you grace the airwaves with a new version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which you'll hear a lot today as the baseball bats crack. It's just kind of a fun sound. It's a fun thing. Springtime and baseball playing. All right, so.
Had ever won a wrestling state championship in North Carolina until now.
An 11-year-old girl is the first girl in the history of the Arlington Football Association to score a touchdown.
Historic news in the sports world. The first female minor league manager in baseball history.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Nah.
Buy me some peanuts and cracker jack. No one can stop you if you have the will. So let's root.
This is Normani. This is the new. The story is that there is a new version of Cracker Jack. It's called Cracker Jill. And so they've updated the song with Normani and the boxes. There's still Cracker Jacks, but now there's also Cracker Jill, and that celebrates female athletes. And so those boxes are going to be sold at stadiums alongside of the Cracker Jack.
So who buys Cracker Jacks at the stadium? We buy hot dogs.
I don't know. This is a general question, right?
Right? Yeah.
I haven't been to a baseball stadium ever.
I don't usually use that as one of my top snacks, you know, at a baseball game. But they sell them, and it's in the.
All right, so you go to
Cracker Jacks are good.
And you have a beer and a hot dog. Is that what you have?
If I was a gamer, that's only a mortgage on my house. Usually,
so is there something special about Dodger dogs?
Yes. So usually I will have a Dodger dog and either a Diet Coke or a water. Sometimes I'll get a beer. That's kind of fun in my adult life. I get a beer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe later on you might need some popcorn or maybe a nacho.
I like
you know what's best for me, the salted peanuts.
Why did I forget the peanuts? That's a must. So it's the peanuts and the hot dog.
Peanuts.
That's in my tray for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Salted peanuts.
Now my grandfather, the great Bunky Horn. It was very cute because I grew
sounds
up on
like
the
a baseball
Dodgers.
Player.
We used to call him Bunky. But my grandparents loved baseball. In fact, my grandfather got together with my grandmother because they were playing baseball together, and he liked how she would run the bases, apparently. And
So he liked her legs, too. I'm not the only person you're
I don't know about that, but I do know that it was very cute that was one of the reasons that he liked her, is that they would play baseball together as kids or young adults, and he thought that was pretty cool. But they loved going to Dodger games, and they had season tickets. And so it used to be pretty cheap and affordable. We used to sit behind home plate way up in the, like, second to the top deck. And we'd have four tickets every game, and it was expensive. And my grandparents were pretty simple people, and so my grandmother would pack us a lunch. We would have ham and cheese sandwiches, and she'd bring stuff in. And we were not allowed to eat at the Dodger game because it was too expensive. But in the eighth inning, my grandfather would be allowed. He'd get a chocolate malt, with the wooden spoon, you know, like the tongue depressor. Oh,
yes.
That was his thing. We'd be allowed to get chocolate malt.
Wow. This year would be interesting to see if they're going after. I've changed the utensils and the cups and stuff that we use on the farm for ice cream to the biodegradable stuff. It'd be interesting to see if these baseball, if all of the parks are conscious enough to do that. It's a little more expensive.
I don't know how environmentally conscious those tongue depressor spoons are, but they make me want, like, just thinking about popsicle sticks makes me want to, because I'm talking to you. It just makes me freak out, the wood feeling on my tongue.
Popsicles. Well, wooden ones are better than plastic ones, because plastic you can't do anything with, but the wooden ones.
It's not about the environment,
it's
just about my feeling.
Right.
Yeah,
it makes your gag reflex activate.
Listen to her. She's like,
I can't stand it.
All excited about the baseball season. Maybe I better go to something else. How many people know where the Maldives are? Maldives. You've never heard of the Maldives.
The Maldives, yes. First of all.
I've always said Maldives. You say Maldives.
Well, it's the Maldives. They're in Indonesia. That's where everybody honeymoons. All the celebrities go there.
Okay. So in the last 24 to 48 hours, it has become a different spot. Apparently, they've made a deal. The Russian oligarchs have made a deal with Maldives, however you want to pronounce it, to bring all of their yachts there. So there's a lineup of big million, multi-million, 145 million, all these big yachts that haven't been grabbed yet are all being taken to Maldives. So this is after the sanctions. A lot of these, you know, everybody is after these yachts and everybody's after the homes. Everybody's after anything that belongs to any expensive stuff belongs to the Russians. So here we are with dozens and dozens of these yachts. It was almost like a parade. If you see some of the video, they're all charging their way into, and they're staying close to the shoreline so that they don't get out into international waters where somebody can come along and grab the boat, because that's what happened with some of them too. They follow these big $100, $200, $300 million boats. As soon as they get into international waters, they just grab them. And so that's really what I thought. That was kind of interesting, frankly. And that's why I brought it to your attention. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, let's get back into it here on the DJV program with Tech Talk Time at 53 after the hour this Thursday. Victoria Keelan all teed up, not teed off, but teed up to bring us a couple of different stories, including a focus on Russian-controlled territory and what's going on with the continuing focus on technology and how can we get them. What's going on, Victoria?
Well, this is more of a humanitarian angle to the what's going on with the invasion of Ukraine. Chef Jose Andres, who's become globally renowned as the head of World Central Kitchen relief efforts, he is the one who has gathered chefs and volunteers from around the world, and wherever there's a crisis, they are first on the ground making hot meals for people. They've done this. They serve millions of meals down in Puerto Rico after the earthquakes. They were down with the floods in Texas, in Houston a couple years ago, and they have been no exception. They've been on the border in three different countries bordering Ukraine and welcoming. As soon as refugees cross over the border, they are met with a hot meal and all kinds of supplies from World Central Kitchen. So the story is Chef Jose Andres, who's the face of this, and he was down in D.C. He's back from Ukraine, and he was in D.C. talking about the technological challenges that relief efforts face. And he said that technology is often designed for optimal conditions, and obviously war throws all kinds of things into conflict. And there's no update, as there's no real-time update. So he said the fact that Apple Maps, as they were trying to figure out where they can set up another station to welcome refugees and give them food, he said Apple Maps kept sending him and their group into Russian-controlled areas. And he said you can't send people into enemy territory in a war. And he said that, you know, the lessons that, that should be learned here is that technology needs to be a lot more resilient. And so he relies on satellite technology not just to personally navigate where they do their relief efforts, but to also keep tabs on all the volunteers to make sure they're all safe. Mm-hmm. And Apple, of course, didn't respond to a comment like this, but they said that it's a big challenge to do up-to-date maps because they don't know who's controlling the territory, you know, at any given moment. Okay, that does make some sense, but what Jose Andres is saying, that most of the time they use WhatsApp to connect with other people, and he said that one of the things that's been the most cumbersome is he's from Spain. He doesn't speak, you know, he doesn't speak Russian, he doesn't speak Ukrainian, and so it's been very hard to go back and forth to Google Translate to try to get the volunteers on the ground in Poland. He doesn't speak Polish, and so he said the WhatsApp should actually have a that the parent company is Meta, Facebook, and that WhatsApp should have translation capabilities within the app. Now, WhatsApp is used in more than 180 countries, and yeah, it offers some translation among languages. But the problem, though, is WhatsApp, the whole thing that makes WhatsApp appealing is their privacy, and everything is encrypted. So they don't necessarily want to know what the messages contain in order to translate them. So that's kind of a... Chef Andres also said that his Garmin GPS system and his satellite phone could do a whole lot more than what they're currently doing and providing. He said they are not fulfilling their potential.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's an update that has some meat to it. Meanwhile, Netflix is in the focus. We'll get to that right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Netflix is doing what, Victoria?
Well, Pete Davidson's getting a lot of credit for his latest SNL video, which was an ode to movies shorter than an hour and a half. And so it's a funny little spoof video where he's saying he needs a short movie category on Netflix so that he doesn't get into something and 3 hours and a half, you know, 3.5 hours later, he's still stuck on the couch with all of his friends asleep. So it turns out Netflix does actually have this category. You have to search for it, but it is there, and it went live on Monday of this week. So the short... But as Pete Davidson calls it, the short-ass movie category is on Netflix.
Ah, how exciting is that? All right, I want to know who his latest girlfriend is. I guess he's still with Kardashian.
It's Kim. Right? Oh, yeah, it's Kim.
It's Kim! 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.